Here we go. Oh, good morning, you guys. It is 2021. Really. And it's time for us to jumpstart 2021. And I'm so excited that you guys are going to be doing this thing with me. And you guys, I'm really expectant of what lies ahead. For one thing, I'm excited because I do believe from the bottom of my heart that this year is going to be a year that you are going to truly step into your calling and your life purpose, especially, I believe that those of you who are a part of this, you've already been moving and you've been moving strong. But this year, I just declare acceleration. I declare that you're going to grasp on to all the things that God has for you this year. And, you know, think about this year. You've got literally a blank slate. You've got literally, if you were to look at a book that's just totally ready for you to write your story in, this is it. This is it. All the chapters are to be determined by you. All of the story that you're going to look back next year. I mean, literally, if we were to look fast forward 2022, all of your story, you get to write. You get to write. You're going to do, I believe, the biggest projects that you've ever dared to begin. They're going to be your greatest projects. You're going to stretch in ways that I believe that you have never stretched. That's my prayer for you. You're going to scare yourself and you're also going to blow yourself away. In fact, how much you blow yourself away is in directly proportion to how much you dare to scare yourself. But this year, just imagine 365 days from now, you're not going to be where you are. Now, I want to ask those of you who participated in Jumpstart 2020, did you ever imagine you would be where you are today, last year, this time? Do you know what I'm saying? Think about where you are from last year, just last year alone. It's huge. You've taken huge steps forward. And this year, I want to ask you, where do you really want to be January 5th, 2022? Like if money weren't a concern, let me just say this. If your time wasn't a concern, if you could do just one more project, what would it be? What would be the thing that would have the most impact? If you knew you were going to succeed, what would you dare to do? What would it be? You know, last year we began the Jumpstart 2020 31-day challenge, and this year we're going to continue that challenge. Just to give you just a heads up, this is not your typical challenge. This is not baby stuff. This is not stuff where I'm just going to pat you on the back and make you feel a little good about. You know, I do want you to feel good. Let me just say that. But I'll tell you what you're going to feel good about. You're going to feel good about rolling up your sleeves and doing the next thing that helps you prepare for your very best year ever. I don't know what that is, but I do know that as you invest in yourself, in your business, in your ministry, in your calling, as you dare to invest in your tribe, I promise you, this is going to be a year like no other. You know, I've said this in my podcast. And by the way, I'm podcasting now. I'm so excited. If you haven't checked it out, check out The Cindy Rushton Show. You can look it up on any of your podcasting apps. You can also check out the website. I've got it there. I'm also posting it on my YouTube channel. The website is at thecindyrushtonshow.com, or you can just go to Cindy Rushton and look. You find it everywhere. I've posted it everywhere because I'm so excited. But I just taught a session, and I'm going to put this in our membership site. I just taught a two-part session on Reach Your Resolutions. And in that, I shared that last year, I did this challenge with you guys. I did it with you. Because I had some things that really needed to be prepared, some things that I needed in position. And what is amazing is that as I worked alongside of you guys, I took massive action right there with you guys. I'm doing it this year too. I've got some things I'm working on. And so you're not going to be sweating it yourself by yourself. I'm going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be stretching myself in ways I haven't stretched before, because I believe there's power in doing it together with somebody else, even at minimum, to know that someone else really gets that, hey, look what I did. You know, there's joy in accomplishment, but there is super joy in doing it with others in community. And that's why we do the 31 day challenge together. That's why we dare to dig deeper. We're going to have some really cool things that are going to go on Tuesday mornings. I chose Tuesday because Tuesday is my Monday, by my own personal, like, you know, have you ever done those things? And this is a good point for anybody who wants this. One of the things that I am doing for myself is Monday is my official day off. It's my sacred day. And so I really try very hard to make that a day where I rest, refresh, recreate, all of that good stuff. And so Tuesday is really my Monday, but it's also not your Monday. So I think it's a little easier for most people. And this is where I want to give you just that shot in the arm. I want to talk about some heart issues, because I truly believe a lot of times you can find the steps out there in the internet somewhere. Of course, we're going to take care of those on Thursday nights. We're going to talk about some of the steps, and we're going to troubleshoot some of the things that maybe you may say, hey, I need some help. What do you recommend on this or that? That is your Thursday night where we are going to take action and implement. But on Tuesdays, I want for this to be a time that we just really set the week in motion with our hearts, with our spirits, that we press in, that we go a little deeper inside of us. You know, one of the things that meant the most to me this past year was a class I took, and the whole premise, and this was a school class, they said, you've got to help the helper. This is that time I want to invest, and I want for us to help the helper. I want us to invest in ourselves. I want for us to go deep inside of us. The reason for that is because I believe as we go deep inside, we can dare to ask the questions that begin a conversation between us and God, not between me and you as much as between each of us and God, because I believe He's got beautiful plans He wants to impart to us this year. I believe He wants for us to hear Him and just nestle up in His lap like little children. That's what we are. We're His precious, beloved children. And He wants for us to nestle up in His lap and just listen to His heartbeat. His heart is beating. His heart, He's got a heart cry, literally, for people in our culture. I believe as never before, quite frankly. So here's the funny thing. Last year, I decided to do this for myself. And it made all the difference in the world. In fact, I set huge, crazy resolutions that, guess what? I had accomplished by the end of March. Now, that's big. Those of you who know how crazy I get about things, imagine as I set my resolutions and met them by the end of March. I had to sit back down and say, okay, God, am I not dreaming big enough, or am I just taking action? No, I believe that this is what happens. We're able to run with it when we dare to set the, when we're able to set our pace, we set the vision before us, then we can set our pace. We can then run the race. We are able to do things that are truly great, because that's God's plan for us. That is His plan. And so I truly believe this is one of my personal gifts to each and every one of you, not because you can come, you don't even have to pay for the set and the replays. You can come and you can be right here with us live, and you can hear all of this. Now, for those that do miss it, there are going to be replays. And if you want the full set in a convenient place, and by the way, the manual, our manual went a different level this year. And I have to tell you guys, I know that some of you are going to look at it and say, 430 pages? How do I print that? You don't. You select the pages that will help you get started for the year, and then you pick your challenge. You just pick your challenge. If you get that done within the month, then hey, then pick another. Feel free. I believe that there, those 15 challenges, if you did, if you just work through this manual, you've got an amazing business manual that's going to give you a really huge jump start into a very, very successful business. It is, I have to sit back and go, I'm proud of it. I'm really proud of it. There, if you see circles under my eyes or extra wrinkles, or, well, I don't think you can see all my extra gray hairs from it, but if you see it, that's why. I literally spent every single day working on it, and I'm so proud of it because it has sections that are about who you are, where you want to go, what your desire is, what your message is. I walk you through developing your message because I believe these details are details that I truly believe are going to make a huge, huge difference on your success. Now, I hear people say a lot of times, but Cindy, why don't you just tell me how to do a podcast? Because if I told you how to do a podcast, you'd have to have all these answers anyway. You need to know who you are. You need to know your message. You need to know who you are here to reach. You need to know what God has called you to do, what the purpose of your life is. These are big, big questions. That's what we're going to really look at on Tuesdays, because, and we may, if we end up having to have some extra sessions, we will, because I really want to dig deep into this year. I want for us to not just go deep into the topic. I want for us to go deep into making it ours, because if we can get here, really slow down and get here, I truly believe that what you'll do, you'll take massive action. Because here's the thing. If you can hear God for the tough stuff that I believe the enemy wants to distract you from hearing, And a lot of people don't even want to hear this part. Many will tune me out and say, Cindy, you always say this. Why do you say this? Because this is the secret to success. This is what keeps you to where you know that you're on the path. This is what helps you to be able to know what you're supposed to say. And you don't have this quote, writer's block. Do you know what I'm saying here? If you can hear God for who you are, what you're your particular space and place, your specific seat on the bus is, what your particular work in the body of Christ is. I truly believe that then the business stuff, the ministry stuff, it really does literally happen. And you don't get distracted. You don't get off course. You don't find yourself totally blank going, I don't know what's next. Seriously, you know what my issue is truly? My issue is really and truly a time issue. It is not a content issue. If you were to see my journals, which are right here, I'm not turning the camera on it, but if you were to see, that's just a few of my journals too. If you were to see them, you would say, whoa, the ideas. I have the ideas, but many times I'm like many of you. I have the ideas, I set the plans, and yet for some reason, some things don't happen. I've been there. You guys do know part of my story is I wrote like 150 books, and then I went through a very difficult season where I got a divorce, and I had to go back to work to be able to make it. And so I was out of my official, what I consider my seat on the bus. I was still being who I really am, even in the marketplace. But here's what happened. Because I was a sole provider and because I was really struggling as it was, taking the leap to get back into my position in the body of Christ was very, very difficult. And so there was a whole season that I was feeling like I was totally out of my space, and it was very, very hard. But you know what is interesting? The way I knew that God was moving, I mean, because it was scary, that leap was really scary. The way I knew he was moving, it was him, not just my flesh and not just, you know, doing the thing I'd always done, because I don't think that's necessarily always the answer either. The way I knew was because I knew who God had called me to be. I knew my gifts. I knew my talents. I knew my experiences. I knew the message. I knew the thing I wanted to leave the world with. I knew what I'm here for, what I'm my very best in my essence, the very being of who I am, where I am. And it was easy, literally easy to take that step. Although, let me just say this, it was challenging. It was, stressful. It's been stressful. Can I just tell you that? You need to know. I'm being real here. So I get where there's that fear, that trepidation. You're not alone. That's why I want to do community, is because I do believe that it's in community that we all get down to our roots and we knit together in that vine, in Jesus Christ. And we strengthen one another. We fuel one another. We pour into one another. This is not just a Cindy show here. I have a Cindy show, by the way, but actually half the time I'm going to bring other people on too. But I do have a Cindy show. Not that that's about Cindy. It's actually more of God's show, but try naming it that. I think that name may be taken. I'm just kidding. but seriously, this is not a Cindy show. This is a community thing. This is where we are stepping into our calling and our life purpose together. Because I believe God has got us positioned with one another. You may never know where your thoughts, your feedback, your ideas may be exactly what someone is needing. And I may not be even getting it in the middle of a call or a group discussion. Do you know you're needed right here as much as you are needed in your sphere of influence? And I truly believe today is the day where we commit to, first of all, to our calling and to the Lord. But also, I would love for you guys to just commit 1 month to our community where we can grow together, where we can learn together, where we can do great things together. You're in a safe place. As a matter of fact, I have made a decision that there will not be broadcasting when we start hitting anything beyond Cindy, okay? I'm okay to share my stuff with people, but I'm not okay to share your stuff. And I know some of you are working on some major projects that you really want to keep as private as possible. And I know this space, this community is very safe. Nobody's going to steal your idea and run off, and nobody's going to judge it. You're going to get really a safe space, or I'll die giving it to you. You know what I'm saying? but I'm turning off the broadcast when we go into group stuff. And so if you want to be a part of that, you definitely have to make sure you're in our room. And that's easy to find. It's always the same thing. It's cindyrushton.com/Zoom. And so you have to be a part of the community. We have to see your sweet face. You have to participate. That's the way we play this game. Speaking of game, I hate to even call it that, but it is a challenge that, guess what? I don't have it with me. I'm so devastated that it'll probably come in the mail today. Do you know what I'm saying? But we have a real live bona fide mug that when you finish your challenge this month, you get a mug. And I love it because it says Jumpstart 21 on one side, but it says on the other side, and it's cute. It's kind of got like little post-it notes. I'll show it to you as soon. I pray it comes in today. I saw that it was shipped and it was supposed to be here. I've been checking the mail like a little child at Christmas, you know, but it is so cute because it's like it's got a post-it note that says prep for your next step. And my heart is that when you reach into your cabinet for your coffee mug in the morning, that you run into that thing every morning and it nags you into prepping for the next step. Not just the one you take this month, but the one you take next month and the one you take the next month. Do you know what I'm saying? And the next and the next and the next for years to come. And I really want to see you guys being finishers. The way you do that, you do join the challenge. We have our website there that you can go to. I've got the link. Let me grab it for those in the room. The link is right. Let me grab it. Jump. There you go. With the reason that I'm doing it this way is simply because the cost of some of those things, Let me see, where on earth is the chat? I'm not seeing it. I didn't even open it up for myself. Okay, here we go. Okay, there we go. That would help anyway. Okay, so there's where you can join the challenge. Then here's the deal. You get points for like being here live. You get points for being here. Well, what you'll do, you'll be here live. Then you'll go back into our Facebook group and share like your biggest takeaway, whatever God is giving you. It's probably going to be totally different for everybody. It may not even be something I even say or anybody else says, because I believe and I welcome Holy Spirit to be here teaching all of us this month. But you'll go back into the group and you'll post your biggest takeaway. Or if you listen to replays, hey, if you can't be here live, there's going to be replays. You can listen to the replays, then post your biggest takeaway. And when you do that, then you also get points. I'm mushy like that. You get points for each week we have bonus challenges. Yeah, this one's like so super uber easy. I'll tell you about it in a few moments. But we have bonus challenges. When you participate in those get you to that 50-point mark really quick and easy. You get 10 points just for finishing each challenge that you finish. So not only do you have the blessing of finishing your challenges, but you get points for it, and hopefully you get your mug. You only have to finish one challenge to be able to have the mug and be a finisher. But you guys, I can't even tell you how excited I am about the mug. It's so cute. It's so cute. It's so cute. Plus, we have other prizes that will come along the way, other bonuses and goodies, because you guys know me by now. You know I can't not do that. I mean, it's just what I love to do. And so definitely, definitely be a part of that. Speaking, you got two chances each week just to be in live sessions, two replays a week. This stuff adds up really, really quick. And Matt, as a matter of fact, I've pretty much assured that if you just hang with me, you're going to make it to be a finisher. I try to rig it that way, you know? And so anyway, what would it be like if you set aside some time to just invest in your calling? If you just set aside some time to invest in your life purpose, you know what I think? I think that what will happen is you will prepare yourself for the next step. And then the next step is going to be so much easier to take. The hard part is saying yes to this first step. And that for, because I think that's everybody's hardest place, because it means that we're saying yes to the call. And that's scary, because we know that's really what we're here for. It's really what we're here about. What if you did that? What if you did it? I can tell you, there's not been anyone in Scripture that didn't sit in the exact space that we're in today. Not one person. If you're afraid of stepping into your calling, there wasn't even one person in Scripture that began without saying, "Who me? What? What do I have to offer?" Every single person in Scripture has that story. Go look them up. I tried to find just anybody that didn't. Nobody did that. Everybody was like, "What? Who? Me? What do I have to say? What do I have to do? What? You want me? Why don't you pick somebody else?" That was everybody's responses. There was even a point, get this. You remember the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus even said, "If there's any other way than what I'm called to do, could we do it any other way?" I mean, even Jesus, God incarnate. I mean, think about that. You are here for such a time as this. I can't even tell you how important I feel in my spirit it is for each of us to be living our calling every single day this year, because I believe that these days matter, that you matter, your message matters, the things that God calls you to do, the people he calls you to touch and love, it really matters right now more than ever. You know, many of you know, I've been in ministry over 35 years. And I, even before that, I did things within my church. And I'm telling you right now, I feel such a burning inside my whole being that this is the time for us to prepare the bride to do what we are here to do. This is it. So just some disclaimers. A challenge is not here. We're not here again for people to sit back and just listen and hear and let it go, you know, at surface level. I want this to go deep. I want this to be where we take massive action. But also, here's the thing. I don't want you to feel guilty about what you have or you have not done in the past. I don't want you to even feel guilty if you do or don't do in the next week. Did you hear that? No. If there are days that you end up, let me just say this, we're going to have topics on this, but if there are days where you just end up having crisis situations, obstacles, struggles, interruptions, we're going to talk about this. So hang tight and be sure you're there for that session. But that those days are going to come. I still have those days. Does that help anybody? This is not to make you feel guilty on those days, make you condemn yourself for those days. It's not to add to your stress on those days. Rather, this is to help you have a community that can walk alongside of you and that can help you to keep moving, even if it's a weebly wobbly little step that day. Because I just believe that that's the secret behind each and every one of us pressing on. I mean, I get to thinking about Moses standing on that mountain and they're literally having a war with the Amalekites. And you know that they symbolize, they're real people. It was a real battle. But the symbolism for us on a spiritual level is they stand for the flesh. And there was a battle that he was having. And when he held up what he had in his hand, that staff, maybe you hold up. I don't know what you've got in your hand. For me, I've got a mouth, which it's a little different from the hand, but I've also got my hands. I got my computer. I got my ideas. I've got my message right there in my hand. But when he held it up, they won the battle with the flesh. And he got tired holding his hands up. How did he get through that battle and actually have victory? It was because others came alongside of him at those points and they helped him when he was battling to hold his arms up. That's why we need one another. We don't need to be isolated or feel like we don't have a community that will work alongside of us. We don't need to be trying to do this thing on our own. Now, there's times where, yes, I have to tell myself, Cindy, you have to behave and you have to write. Or Cindy, you have to behave and you have to prepare. There are times where I have to be quiet. I get it. But there are times where I hear that voice, don't you need to just be quiet? When I know very well I need to speak out. And that's when I need people coming along beside me saying, hey, Cindy, I've got you. I'm holding your arms up. I know you get tired and weary. Do you know what I'm saying? And they help. We help one another. They say that the redwoods, have you seen how huge they are? Do you know that they don't even set their roots down deep? Their roots literally are kind of at surface level compared to how big and vast they are. A lot of trees, what you see is maybe two-thirds of the tree. It's down underneath the ground. But how do the redwoods withstand the storms and the earthquakes? Do you know what they say is the key? Their root systems interlock with one another. I believe that's where God tells us that we need to be rooted and planted. We need to be rooted in Christ. Being in Christ, if I'm in Christ, you're in Christ, that means we are in Christ together. We're unified. We are part of a body together. And you know what? That's what the challenge is about. It's about being together. It's not about being guilty or being stressed or being distracted or out of balance. It's not about doing like, I'm not asking any of you to take this month and ignore your family. As a matter of fact, this is a month where, again, we can work together so I can help you see how to balance all those different things you are balancing. Some of you may be balancing a job. with your calling. Let me just say, last year, remember when I said I reached those resolutions by April? Do you know what? I did that going to school for my master's, working two full-time jobs, well, working two major things. I also was doing my business. It was just an hour a day. Let me just tell you that. An hour a day. I gave myself an hour a day. It's all I had. And that was literally getting up. And it was, I have a rule. I don't burn the candle on both ends, but I always am pretty much up until about midnight every night. That meant that I was getting up at 5, and it kind of broke a little rule of mine of me getting extra sleep. But you know what? There was something powerful about fasting that sleep and just saying, okay, God, I'm going to give it to you. And you know what? That hour a day in the course of a month, you would not believe how much difference it made. It meant things got done. It meant that I was laser sharp. I was focused and I got things done. You guys, that's what this is about. It's not about condemnation or stress. And in fact, I hope this is the easiest that it's ever been for you to get things done. I tried in the guide. The reason it's way longer this year is because it has specific details on a lot of stuff. Anything from, I'll tell you about that in a minute, and from content marketing to podcasting to how to get your content together, how to get your ideas out of your head and out of your, off your heart and into action. That's what this is about this year. It's about helping you to get into action. So I want to ask you, what difference could this month make? You know, Jumpstart 2021 is a challenge where we're going to just commit to work on our businesses every single day this month. You guys, you get a point for every day you work. Every day you work, you get a point. Work, come into the group, tell us what you got accomplished. You can do it either by video, which I like seeing you guys on video. There's something fast and quick about that. Or make a list of the things you got done. And you know what? Everything counts. You know, although I don't want to see you necessarily getting distracted, spring cleaning your house and get into a closet during this month, we're talking content, you know, getting our content together. If that is in the way, there's nothing wrong with a few days dedicated to doing that. And it counts. It counts. Okay. But every day, just work and take your next step. I can't tell you what that step is. I can tell you that you're in a place where you're going to be encouraged, you're going to be affirmed, and you're going to be supported as you take those steps. So with all that, we're going to have private group sessions. I mentioned that at the top of this. Tuesdays is pretty much our planning, our digging deep, our hearing God session. On Thursdays, we're also hearing God and planning, but we're actually going to implement. We're going to talk about taking those steps. And so it is, all of this will come together and you'll see how it works together, but it's the entire, these sessions are for you. If there ends up being some things that you guys want for me to dig into deeper, this is your month. This is your month. Let me tell you something. This is your month to just ask. To just ask. You talk about for that $67, you can have your questions dug into like on a different level that that I believe can help you to implement. If you say, for example, I don't know what your next thing is. Somebody tell me what your next thing is. You know, your next thing there, I've heard some people were wanting to set up a website. Well, hey, if you just ask, we can have a session, a whole session where I can take you step by step through how to set up your website. Oh yeah. That's the kind of stuff that you have access to this month. I intend for it to be this way. Now, where I may not be able to, go and build everybody a website, I can walk you through and you can see the clicks to take. Ooh, I love this. Janelle says her next thing is to write blog articles. Yeah. There's a challenge for that. I love it. That is so good. And you know what? that's exactly the kind of challenge that will really make you proud. Because this month, can you imagine on February 5th? Let me see, what is our day on that? On February the 4th, I'm sorry, is our celebration night. Janelle, what will it be like when you say, I'm a blogger? Because you are. You're going to do it. You're going to do it. I'm so excited about that. But okay, so we've got our sessions, our regular sessions. We've got private pop-up sessions that are going to be on things you guys are asking. We have got challenges that are going to really knit us together as a group. I am, for example, needing some podcast love, and you guys are going to get points this week. Just get this for going and checking out my podcast and just leave me some sweet feedback. I could use it. I am on all of the major podcast players, and I don't know which ones you guys are using. Any of it counts, because if you will give me some sweet stars, please, please, please. If you don't like me, please don't. I'm just kidding. Don't go there. If this is that, don't go there. But this week, that's my need. That's my ask. You may have some ask. And here's the thing. I want for us to support one another. You know, so I'm needing some love on my podcast for some reviews. I'm at iTunes and Stitcher, and you can find me on iHeartRadio and Audible and all of those major ones. Go and leave me some feedback, please. And just, you know, it means a lot, because that helps me get up in the searches, and that helps. But also, like, my YouTube channel, cindyrushton.com/YouTube, it is really struggling, because I need some good feedback. I need some subscriptions, maybe some shares. That's my ask. And but guess what? You get 10 bonus points if you just do any of that. If you do all of it, hey, let's talk. I'll give you some extra points. But because I'm serious, I need some love out there. But likewise, you guys may have an ask. And what we're going to do, I want for us to network. That's going to be part of our bonuses that we're going to have each week. Because if we bond together and we help each other, I believe that that also helps one another take steps. It's holding us up with one another. It's holding our arms up. Okay, so talking about the Facebook group, one of the things that you'll do each week after our sessions, you just have to be here, or you can listen to the replays at your convenience, of course. I want you really here. So I'm going to give you more points when you are here than when you listen to replays. But I get it that this is a lot of sessions, and you guys are really busy. But if you'll jump in and share feedback on your biggest takeaway, you get points for that. If you also share each day what you've accomplished from your challenges, and I'll have like a whole spreadsheet that will be posted later today to our group, so that today you can begin keeping up with your points. But if you share like what you've accomplished for your work that day, or you know, updates on any of your challenges that you are working on, or your feedback, as long as you're in the group giving some feedback every day, you'll get a point for that. So just that participation makes a big difference. let's see. And of course, the weekly bonus challenges. And those are all different numbers, different amounts. Pretty much the bonus challenges could almost get you there, but you do have to complete one challenge. So anyway, you guys ready to dig into an amazing, amazing challenge, an amazing year? Are you ready to do this thing together as a group? I hope you are. I'm expectant. I'm expectant that this challenge is going to help each and every one of us to take steps that are bold, that are probably challenging and difficult, that stretch us. But I truly believe that when we do, what's going to happen as a result is going to be simply a glory to God. So it's time to jumpstart 2021. Let's look ahead and let's look back. Let's first of all think back over this past year. I have this in our manual, but so if you want to dig in into that and keep and really answer all the questions, feel free to. But let me ask you, what was your biggest accomplishment from last year? Have you celebrated it? You guys, I'm proud to say that last year, probably mine that I'm the most proud of are that, first of all, I took the leap back into my own business and ministry. I'm so thankful for that. But that also, I was able to set up that YouTube channel and I was able to begin my podcast. Both of those mean so much to me. Now, there's some things I'm working on this month. You know, we had that challenge on the email list. Building our email list and being consistent with it. That's one I'm personally working on myself because I've not been consistent and it's been hard. So I want to really work on getting that systematized a little better. But oh, we're talking about last year. So what is your biggest from last year? How did you celebrate that accomplishment? Can I be honest? I didn't. I broke my own rule. But here's an area of opportunity, right? Was there anything that you did not get around to doing? What was going on with that? Oh, yeah. There's a list of things for me. How about you? Do you really want to do that? Some things I don't, but I know I better. Do you know what I'm saying? Like getting fit and healthy. I have wanted to get out and walk and seriously have not and don't really want to. That's being real. But I know I've got to get out there and get back to walking and running. Other things. What are some other things? To me, I know that I have literally tried to do all the stuff in life and I haven't gotten around to writing. And so, Janelle, I'm right there with you. The blogging, writing, mine is my email list. But what is it that you really want to do? Maybe that you wanted to do last year, you didn't get around to it. Why didn't you? Do we need to overcome that obstacle? Or do we just need to let some things go? There are some things that I think we may have wanted to do last year that we didn't get around to that we just need to let it go because maybe it's not what we're really wanting. Come on, let's get real about it. As we move into the new year, what is your next step? If everybody could just drop that into the chat, that would be awesome. I know Janelle said she wants to write blog articles. I love that. What is your next step? What is that next step? Just think about it. And by the way, you don't have to have that answer right now, but definitely jump into our group and share it later if you would. Lisa says, oh, yeah. I have an entire list that's 2 pages long almost. SARS-CoV-2 amped up my work level. I wiped out the list and have started over. You know what? There's times I think that may be the very best solution. Oh, and Janelle says next thing is website. Need those articles going first. Okay, that's good. See, I love that because yes, that would be your next step. You get those articles, be thinking, like even working through the manual here. If I always say, now this is seriously part of why I went really detailed in the manual this time was because if I could hand this to clients and they could just do the work through on that and then hand me back their manual, I could probably set their website up in an evening. Does that tell you how important this information is? Because if we will answer these tough questions, it may sound like a lot of work, but it is. You know, let me just ask you something. How would somebody, like, okay, somebody's awake at night struggling with, say, maybe being a widow. And how would they know how to find you if you don't even know who you are? Do you know what I mean? And if you don't communicate it clearly on your website, they won't know how to find you. Very likely, they won't know how to find you. There are going to be people that are going to look for any of us, most likely at the time where we're sleeping or we're doing our family thing or we're doing something else. And yet the way that they can find us is through the things that we do, like the website, like the blog, like our email list, like the podcast. One of the reasons that the Lord led me this past year and the reason I went with YouTube first was because YouTube is the number two search engine. They're owned by Google. Okay. So if I'm putting content on YouTube, then I know that the words I'm using, if people are searching for that, they'll find me. Hopefully, the more I do it, that's why we put it there. And the reason also that we do more and more content. Do you know what I'm saying? So that it gets out there. But here's the thing. I'm in a very crowded industry, but here's the thing. Not everybody does it the way that I do it. And they won't do it the way you do it. So if we can look at the things that are building our foundation, and that's our next step. We work on that next step. And like I said, this is your month. Ask anything. You want me to do a walkthrough of how to set up a website? We can have it done in an evening. Yeah. But you're going to have to do this hard work, because otherwise we can install it. But, you know, how do we pick our pages? How do we choose our categories? What do we have to, you're right. What do we have? And then we've got to have things to put in it. So I'm just really excited, because if you can think through what's my next step, the thing that is most needed today, and there's a lot in that manual. Again, I'm going to go over it in a few minutes, but what needs to get done to get ready for this new year? Usually a lot of people amp up at this time of year. And this is, I think it's interesting that Christmas is all a little busy, a little frazzled. There's lots of things going on. Even in a pandemic, a lot of people had a lot going on. And it's like January, you kind of go, whew. I don't know about you, but I'm still hearing God for my new year. And so this is a perfect month to set the foundation for the whole year. And I love that we can do it together. So what are some things that need to get done to go for that next step? Lisa says, items 1 and 2 on my list are weight loss, work on that. Hey, I need some accountability on that, you guys. I'm right there with you, Lisa. I've even told my son, beat me up or something if I don't get out there 10 minutes a day. Don't let me go to sleep until I do it. She says, finish overhauling her science workbook 1 and 2 by June. Very good. Ready them for publishing, all the while helping to open, if the Lord allows, a truck driving school. Oh, I love it. She says, I may be overextended again, praying about that. Pray with me. I would like to stop tutoring completely after work. Okay. Janelle says she wants accountability on healthy habits and weight loss. Same here. I've already started this year with my water and with what I call hearing God for each bite that goes into my mouth. That's a tough one, but I still haven't got outside one day yet. It's what, the 5th? Uh-oh. I have lost 50 minutes of moving already. Okay. I need accountability, because I'm just saying 10 minutes a day. I'm not even being hard. You know why I don't do it? It's because I know if I get out there, I'll spend an hour and I just love it and blah, blah, blah. See, that's just wrong. She said that Lisa says she started doing her smoothies again and working out 20 to 30 minutes a day. That's beautiful. Okay. So you have to help us, Lisa. And you know what's funny? It only takes, anything great only takes that 20, 30 minutes, an hour a day. And that's the hardest thing to do, is take those steps. To me, it's getting the shoes on, you know what I mean? And doing it. So anyway, I know. Okay. So which areas need attention, revamping, fresh ideas, troubleshooting? Is there something that you need to do that is terrifying you or holding you back from fully stepping into your calling or life purpose? Are there areas of business or ministry that need to be implemented, restructured, updated? If you could try something new, what would it be? I mean, like something that you don't know how to do. Come on, give us that one, because I want to see. I want to see if there's anything I don't know how to help you with. Because you know what? I have friends. I have people, and we'll bring them in. If you could try something new, what is it? If you could ask one big question or learn one big thing, what would it be? Okay, let's stop right there. That's all I'm going to ask you for today, this is it. This is one whole section in our manual, and this is all I'm going to ask you today. I want you guys to think about this, pray about this, ask God about this, maybe even ask Him, God, if there was only one thing I could do right now, what do I need to do? What's my next step? What's my next step? And by the way, this doesn't limit you either. I know I said I only want you to do focus on just one challenge and let's do it and do it well. But you know what? If there's a couple things, like I'm hearing that Janelle needs a website and she needs to blog, that works together. You could actually get 20 points. Go, girl. Come on. Mug is yours. It's coming. Come on. I know you got this. But here's the thing. This is your space. It's your place. It's your community. You're safe here to be you, to be real. I want that. I need that. I don't need a place where I'm not able to be the real me. I don't even want that. I'm too old to go there. You know what I mean? I want people that get it when I cry, that get it when I need somebody to say, you get up and you do it. You know what I mean? I need those people in my life. And I thank God for what we've got here, but it doesn't substitute from seeking Him. I believe, seriously, this whole thing is what I believe is an invitation to a conversation with Him. He's going to give you His easy way. His easy way. He says that His burden is easy. It's light. He doesn't intend for you to do this thing by yourself. He doesn't leave you. He doesn't forsake you. He doesn't fail you. He's with you. So we got 31 days ahead of us. What are you gonna do? What will it look like? Just for a moment, think ahead 31 days. What will it look like? Then let's think 365. Let's just think 365. What do you want to look back on? Can you see it? Can you feel it? You guys, here's the thing. God already sees your year next year. He sees where you'll be next year. He sees these beautiful things that you're going to do. And my prayer is that what you do are the things that are truly eternal. I believe that building that website, blogging, sharing your message, focusing, getting those books, especially I know you, Lisa, revamping those books. They're on science. Science needs you. Trust me, I just really believe they need you. I'm thinking about the people that you're talking about, the truck driving school. Man, there are people that need that job. They need that training. You guys are not doing small things. And God, I believe that's a vision God has. And I think He just smiles upon that work that He's calling you to do this year. So step into it. Step into it. This is the time to jumpstart, to prep, so we can take those next steps. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank You for today. I thank You that You are a God who You love doing the new thing. You love doing new beginnings. You love it so much you do new every single second, every single minute, every single hour, every single day. God, I thank You that Your new sunset, Your new sunrise remind us that You are God and You're still on Your throne. God, I thank You that all the things that You have called us to do, You are equipping us to do. You've even got us in position with one another for support. And God, I just pray that You will work in our midst, Lord, and help us to do the things that are a glory and an honor to You. God, I do believe You are here in our midst. You are welcome. Flow. Give us great ideas. Give us great solutions. Lord, come into those moments that I know the enemy's going to wage war, and just remind us that we are not alone, that we have sisters and brothers in Christ who are right there alongside of us and want to be our helpers. They want to support us. And God, especially, Lord, teach us, I mean, just through this, to ask big things of You. Lord, I'm here wanting to be an image bearer of you, saying, I'm here, just ask. But Lord, that's just how you are too. Lord, teach us to ask you for big things this year, to dare to believe for the big stuff. God, I thank you. You are with us and you're wanting to give us big stuff this year. I can't even get my head around it. But Lord, teach us to just rest in you, to learn from you, to say yes when you offer us the stuff you offer us, to just press in and to think of this like a child, Lord, that we want everything that you give us. Lord, I just praise you. I worship you. I lift you on high today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You are such an awesome God. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.